W-T-H.
What the hell?
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 This is the WTH.
The WTH podcast.
Hold on to your butts.
Jason Casey. Kareem Daniels. And Nate Darling. From the Darling New Media Studios,
this is the WTH Podcast.
All right, howdy. Welcome into the WTH Podcast. Happy Wednesday if you're downloading the audio version of this. Happy Labor Day if you're actually watching us live.
Oh, man.
We are on Facebook. We're going to be streaming all three shows today. The other two we're going to be doing on YouTube. So we'll put the YouTube link on the Facebook page so you can follow us.
Boom.
But we're trying out a few different things to see what it looks like. We know what Facebook looks like.
Yeah.
It looks exactly the same, even with more lights.
Yes. Even with more lights.
Yeah. So I'm guessing they're just compressing the bejesus out of this.
That shit.
So, anywho, it's a national holiday. We've got a lot to talk about. It was a big weekend. There was the All Elite Wrestling pay-per-view, All Out, happened Saturday.
Wow.
There was a straight pride parade in Boston.
Wow.
There's a hurricane.
Wow.
There's a journalist suing the president.
No.
Yes. And Dog the Bounty Hunter has a new show.
Of course he does.
Oh, man. So we'll get to all of that in just
a bit. Is he a millionaire matchmaker now?
No, same thing. He's tracking down felons.
Oh.
Or bail jumpers. Bail jumpers.
Oh, okay.
Bail jumper. We'll get to, why do you always have to jump ahead? Why can't you wait? You're like, a 4-year-old on Christmas morning.
I was teasing. I was helping tease. I knew it wasn't about, he wasn't on Millionaire Matchmaker. And it's probably too soon still.
Maybe. Yeah, for that, absolutely. So how was your week, guys? Kareem, you're looking at me, so I'll start with you. Jason was looking down.
I'm still being tested, man. I'm still being tested.
That's too bad.
My refrigerator went out yesterday.
Oh, no. So now's the time to prank call Kareem because his refrigerator not running.
It's not.
Not running.
Yeah. What do you do when you do that, like, in your... And they're like, yeah, no, actually, it's broken right now. It's not running.
Oh, you just go, oh, shit, man. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. I'm so sorry, bro.
Sorry about that. Sucks.
Yeah. We were just calling for some shits and giggles.
Yeah. Did you get some ice in an ice chest to, like, preserve the stuff? Or did it go bad?
Do you want me to bring my igloo over?
Like, part of it went bad because we didn't. So I had to go to Tahoe for work for most of last week.
Okay.
So when I got home Friday, I got home Thursday, but. As you know, I had issues on the job with my, I had issues on one of the jobs for my day job because I had to call Jason to ask a insurance question.
Sure.
But, you know, you go drink your Pepsi and it tastes like hot piss. And you're like, okay, something's wrong. Cause my girlfriend was like, hey, you need to close the refrigerator. And I was like, the refrigerator's closed. And then she went to get ice cream and the ice cream was melted. And that was when we realized.
Oh, yeah. The ice cream is always the canary in the coal mine.
Yeah. So then we knew it wasn't cooling on either side.
Mm.
So we had to go to the Sears outlet yesterday and get a new refrigerator that they won't deliver until Friday.
Fuck. Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Because everybody went to the Sears outlet.
Yes.
You want it delivered sooner. You go to regular Sears.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I'm still thinking about renting the truck and going to pick it up.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
That's some fucked up shit, man.
It sucks.
So
it sucks.
Yeah. So that happened, and then Jason knows about the other shit that happened. yesterday we did a there's an artist in Sacramento named Milton 510 Bowens.
He's sure.
From Oakland. He's been one of the people I've done a lot of the community work I've done in the last 10 years with. So we put on art exhibits. I've helped him with art exhibits. We built we turned three classrooms at Martin Luther King Jr. Middle School into art spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And he's leaving to move to Alabama. So we did kind of like a going away party art talk for him yesterday.
Is he somehow from Alabama?
His girlfriend's from Alabama.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, God bless, I guess.
Yeah. So, you know, he's one of the most intelligent people and one of the most interesting people I know personally.
So he'll do great in Alabama.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that happened too. So I'm still feeling like I got kicked in the nuts with that one. But Sacramento's going to be losing out because, dude, that dude gives more than anybody, any person I know as far as time, money, just like anything I needed, ever needed for anything that anybody else was doing nonprofit wise. I'd be like, hey, Milt, I need. And we're like, okay, just come by and pick it up.
Nice.
So, yeah. So that's going to be a shock to the system for a minute. So
that's a bummer.
Yeah.
Jason, what about you?
Dad life.
All right, moving on.
No. Coolest thing is I cooked a brisket and smoked a brisket on Saturday.
Yes, I saw that on Facebook.
Yeah. Because I read some stuff about being able to do it in 4.5 hours, like 15 pounds. And I was like, no fucking way. Especially with everything I read about being doing slow and low and whatnot. Yeah. So decided to try it. I mean, and it's a expensive experiment because the piece of meat, even though, it's not that much per pound, but you buy like 15 pounds.
Sure.
So that's expensive when you, so, anyhow, I did it 4.5 hours, 6 hours if you include the burnt ends, and it was amazing. Like it was juicy. It was flavorful. It was everything barbecue is supposed to be, tender as fuck. And I had no idea. Like, I mean, I cooked it at like 325, 350 the whole time. And it had a nice thick smoke ring on it.
I could have gave you that tri-tip that was in your freezer.
Oh yeah, you could have. You could have come over. You should have brought it over, man. So that's that. That was the big thing that I did. Did a show on Saturday night. That shit was dope. It's a lot of fun, and just hung out at the house yesterday.
Quiet Sunday.
Quiet Sunday. We might go to Chalk It Up today.
Oh, that's right. That's still going on.
Yes.
A hot weekend for that too.
Yeah. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. So for me, the big thing for the week was Leslie had a hip operation on Thursday. So it was an outpatient thing.
Okay.
Because everything is an outpatient thing now.
Yeah.
So we went in the morning. We got there at like 7:45 for a 9:45 procedure. And we got home, I think, can we run through like 3?
Yeah.
We were home at 3.
Yeah. Mom had her double mastectomy, they pretty much made that as close to an outpatient procedure as you could.
Yeah. So everything went perfectly. The surgeon came out. And the surgeon came out with this look of glee on his face, and he was so excited to show me the pictures from inside of her hip because he could show me what he did and what they found and that everything went exactly as he had hoped. That's what you want. You want a surgeon who comes out of surgery who's like stoked as hell. Now, even if it is his own ego to an extent, you just want someone coming out stoked as all hell.
Yeah.
And he was. So that was fantastic. So everything went as well as could be expected with that. She had a torn labrum in her hip, which is pretty painful.
Yeah.
And when he showed like the inside of the hip, you could see all of the area, like it was torn up, like badly torn up. So,
you should take it easy on that girl, man.
Right?
Damn, Nate. Breaking poor Leslie, dude.
Torn up.
That is it.
Torn up.
Not nice.
And I have done some things in the bedroom, but I've never torn somebody. Yeah,
I've never made somebody's like hip disintegrate.
That is it.
I'm a powerful specimen of manhood is what's going on here. And we finally were able to get, after several calls, we finally got Mattress Firm to honor the warranty and give us our money back for our mattress that was falling apart.
Oh, what?
Cool. I was able to finally pull that off. Now, it doesn't hurt to say my wife just had hip surgery yesterday, and while this didn't cause it, it's made it worse, which is absolutely true. But I got somebody on the other end of the line who was listening and looked at the pictures that I had uploaded. So we'd uploaded pictures, and they were like, no, that's normal wear and tear. And I'm like, it's not normal wear and tear. The problem, the blessing and the curse of a big pillow top on a mattress is that you cannot see when the underlying structure just goes away.
Yeah.
I mean, you feel it when you lay in the bed, but you cannot see it.
Yeah.
So they're like, no, that's just normal wear and tear. However, the side of the mattress was collapsing in on itself.
Oh yeah. Not as.
So they were like, no, you need, if you upload more pictures, then maybe we will, you know, reply to the email. It was a rejection and we'll look at it again. Yeah. So I did that and they never reopened the case. So I called and I said, look, no one, I was told that this was going to happen. It didn't. But she says, can you give me just 5 minutes to look at this stuff? So she looks at it, comes back on the phone. She goes, your mattress is collapsing on itself. And I said, I know. It's awful. So she was really great about it. And we got our credit for the full purchase price of the mattress that we got.
So he wrecked the hip and a mattress.
I just thought that's all I'm thinking about too, man. He fucked it up.
Yeah.
like that's really what happened. Is she like talking to the woman, you're like, yeah, well, you know, she was in, my wife was in for this hip thing and, you know, this mattress, and she's like, man, this guy knows how to fuck.
That's how you get stuff, really. I mean,
what you do? You hit it so hard, you bounced up off the roof. That's why you got a roof problem.
Yeah,
roof,
man, problem, yeah. Too, yep. Oh my gosh, Nate, man. This is all right, Nate. Okay, humble brag.
All in 4 years. All in 4 years.
Is an animal.
Yeah, I mean, most people 4 years in, I mean, like, they're like, you know, passing fuck yous in the hallway, right? That's the.
Yeah, that's the beauty. We have an open floor plan, no hallway.
That's it. He's breaking hips and mattresses
and roofs.
Bouncing up off the roof? God damn.
So we were able to get a brand new purple mattress. The purple faux.
Oh, dude.
Right? It's a weird experience to get used to sleeping on that. We got it on Saturday.
I looked at one of those.
We got it Sunday. We got it Sunday morning. So we've slept on it one night.
How do you like it?
Well, here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
We have a 6-month-old, so I went to bed at 11, and just before midnight, she started screaming, needed to be fed.
Mm-hmm.
So fed her, was up with her until 1, and then put her back to bed, and then I got another 4.5 hours of sleep. So, you know, the 5 hours of sleep that I got split was really great. It's good. It's just such a different experience.
Yeah. I laid on one of those to try it out, and I wasn't sure, and I almost got one. Now I'm kind of kicking myself, wondering if I should have.
They're not cheap. They're not cheap, especially the four.
Yeah.
But our other mattress wasn't cheap either, and the whole thing just sort of, you know, went. So we'll we'll see. The weird thing is you need special sheets. You can't just put a regular sheet on it because it will ruin the effect of the bed.
Yeah. So what exactly is this bed you guys are talking about?
The purple bed has this space age polymer. No, it's not a space age polymer. It's sort of like a grid of purple. It's not memory foam. It's this stretchy, springy substance.
Okay.
That looks like a grid. And okay. When you lay on it, you don't have the pressure points all through because you don't... It unlike memory foam where you sink down in like that and it just envelops you,
uh-huh.
You just sort of lay, it's like laying on a cloud.
The bed adjusts to you. So no matter how you sleep,
mm-hmm.
It holds you where you're supposed to be held the way you're supposed to be held.
And when you move, your partner mm-hmm. doesn't bounce all around.
Just want to make sure though that the thing that I need to understand is there's some type of goo.
Yes.
That's purple.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It sounds like people are putting the blob into their house.
Fact. Yes. Absolute fact. Willing to risk it. Absolutely willing to risk it. So it was like night and day. The other weird thing is the other mattress was super thick and it had a pillow top. Yeah. So we are a good 4 to 5 inches lower to the ground than we were.
Oh yeah.
Which is weird to get used to. It was weird to get used to being that far up, and it's weird to get used to being that far down. So exciting times.
I have to like dangle my feet off the bed every morning and hope that I land on the floor.
oh man.
So Saturday night, All Elite Wrestling held their last pay-per-view before they start broadcasting on TNT Wednesday night. That starts October 2nd. Chris Jericho, who will be 49 years old in November, is the first All Elite Wrestling champion. And this is the best part, and it wasn't part of the broadcast. He went backstage with a microphone and basically interviewed himself. So here's him walking around.
Give myself an interview. Isn't it funny how whenever somebody wins a world championship, there's always a standing ovation, champagne, roses, flowers, yet I got a whole backstage area filled with mutes. Oh, you see that, Bucks? Chris Jericho, the first champ. How apropos, isn't it?
Great match, Chris.
Yeah, thanks. Congratulations on having Chris Jericho as the new AEW champion. The pleasure's all yours, Bucky boys. Look at you. Nice hair, idiot. What's your name? I don't care. Shut your mouth. All the cops can't believe it. Paramedics? Huh? Where were you when I was bleeding to death? Standing around like a bunch of morons. Look at you, giant idiot. What's your name? Look at you. Librarian, you can tell me to shush? Up yours. Scorpio Sky, you'll never get a shot at this. You hear me? None of you guys. Idiots.
Wow. But he wasn't done. He had some things to say about the catering that they had in backstage as well.
I guess I'll just have to have my own celebration, won't I? Since nobody else seems to be here. That's fine. I'm an only child. I got no problem celebrating by myself. Look at this. Look at this. Look at that. Cheap salami. That's what Chris Jericho gets. Bunch of crap. Look, olives. Look at this. Look. This olives are nothing in there. And look at this one. There's a little guy in there. Can't even get proper olives, can you? What else we got? Oh, a little bit of the bubbly.
So there's a little bit of the bubbly. And he had someone hold his belt while he sprays him down.
It's a party, baby! Now give me my title. Look at this. First AEW champion. Chad is excited, isn't he? Huh? Everyone's excited. It's a rock and roll party tonight in Chicago. Get ready, Main Street, downtown Chinatown. Chris Jericho's coming for you. Schaumburg is going to be rocking tonight, baby. Woo! Oh, yeah!
So that's how you celebrate.
Wow. This is all a part of a bit, right?
Look,
it's all a bit, yeah.
It's pro wrestling, Jason. Yeah. It's all a bit. It's all part of the show.
That is Chris.
So he's the heel in the AEW. He's the
yes,
yeah,
yeah. He absolutely is. It was a good time. Meanwhile, in Boston, they held a straight pride parade.
Fuck yeah, dude! Finally, they got a day,
which is a little confusing. And WCVB. ABC Channel 5 in Boston was there.
The so-called Straight Pride Parade kicked off with a large Trump 2020 float.
I believe in what President Trump is doing for the country.
Even some watching assumed it was a political rally.
This is a straight pride parade. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. It didn't make any difference.
Organizers billed this as a parade to celebrate heterosexuals.
She's literally standing next to a girl who's got a swastika on her left arm. She's flashing it as she walks through the crowd. And you tell me they don't stand with Nazis.
Austin hates you!
But many protesters and LGBTQ groups say it's a thinly veiled attempt to spread hate.
There's people walking around with Nazi tattoos. It's just unbelievable that our country protects people that have Nazi beliefs.
Is this different than, say, white people celebrating whiteness?
White? There you go, right away. No. You went right to that. You said white. Why did you say white?
Parade organizer John Hugo says the critics of his rally are wrong.
There's only one race, I'll say it again, the human race.
Controversial former Breitbart News editor Milo Yiannopoulos served as the grand marshal.
How are you coming today?
Technically, yes. Milo.
Oh, yeah. Afterwards, he fired up a crowd at City Hall Plaza. Despite a handful,
Milo is very gay.
Was relatively peaceful.
Shame! Shame!
As thousands of protesters drowned out the marchers, hoping to counter their message.
There's more LGBT people here supporting the rally against this march than there are straight people.
A group of an estimated couple hundred joined this parade today, and organizers say they will be back next year.
A couple hundred? That's all you got to show up? Was a couple hundred? That's not much of a parade.
It's not much of a no.
Weak sauce. Weak sauce.
Well, how many people in the parade were like the Trump guy who didn't know what they were marching for?
Well, that guy was just there and saw the parade going by. So he was a bystander who didn't know what was up with the parade. It was really a Trump rally. It was. You know, and they can talk about, oh no, it's about the human race all they want. It's
why did you have to talk about humans? We have to talk about humans. Why is it always about the humans?
By the way, that guy reminds me of you. He had the same sort of look about him, you know, but an asshole.
What about why is Milo at the straight pipe with?
Because Milo craves attention, and Milo is an a-hole. He is there because it's not really about straight pride, honestly. Because if it was really about straight pride, he
wouldn't be there.
Right. And they wouldn't want him there.
Right.
Yeah.
This was about that whole sort of alt-right. They're not going to admit it. They're like, oh, no, we're not that. No, that's not what we are. But it is. So, yeah, a couple hundred people, they're allegedly going to be back. The other thing over the weekend is we had another shooting in Texas, which we're still learning about as we're recording the show. So don't really want to get too far into that. But we are waiting on Hurricane Dorian, which hit the Bahamas. By the time this actually drops, it will have made landfall here in the States. But Donald Trump skipped his trip to Poland to quote unquote monitor the hurricane. He then went golfing. But he stopped to say this.
That I've ever even heard of a Category 5. I knew it existed, and I've seen some Category 4s. You don't even see them that much, but a Category 5 is something that I don't know that I've ever even heard the term, other than I know it's there. That's the ultimate, and that's what we have, unfortunately.
Okay. There have been 5 of them during his presidency alone. So he has, in fact, said before in September of 2017, I never knew a Category 5 existed. 2 weeks later, he said, so we've never seen it. It actually touched down as a Category 5. People have never seen anything like that. A month later, he said, but then they got hit dead center. If you look at those maps by a Category 5, no one has ever heard of a Category 5 hitting land. Then a year and a half later, in May of 2019, I've just come from a stop at Tyndall Air Force Base where I saw the devastating effects of a Category 5 hurricane. Category 5, never heard about Category 5 before. A Category 5 is big stuff. And then over the weekend, I'm not sure I've ever heard of a Category 5. I knew it existed, and I've seen some Category 4s. You don't ever see them that much, but a Category 5 is something that I don't know that I've ever seen or even heard of them, other than I know it's there.
The only phrase that was true was the first one, September 14th, 2017, when he said, I never even knew there was a Category 5 existed. That's the only time he told the truth. And that's because he didn't know.
I'm not convinced that he doesn't actually not remember these things.
Oh, yeah. He hears it, but because it's not about him, he just forgets.
Well, there is some evidence that there has been a little bit of deterioration. He is getting to be an older gentleman, so there's a lot of that. You know, I don't know that much about the shooting, so let's go to the President of the United States in his USA hat on the outside as he was on Fox News briefing people.
That gave me energy.
Oh,
I'd be all in.
Beats contain an.
Oh, super beats.
President Trump just spoke to reporters on the White House lawn for about 10 minutes. Here's the playback.
Yesterday in Texas, they've been incredible. First responders, law enforcement, the police, the FBI, Governor Abbott, incredible. The job they did. It's tragic. but they did an incredible job.
State agency, state agency, state agency, yes. Governor.
Another very sick person. So I just want to thank everybody involved.
Mentally ill, not
and
guns.
Always you say, as bad as it was, it could have been worse.
Oh, could have been worse.
Could have been worse. So I guess that's the takeaway.
They only got seven. They only killed eight. Sorry. I thought it was seven. It was eight. It went overnight. It could have been worse, though. I mean, those people, I mean, it was already worse, I guess, for those eight.
Yeah, it's sort of a weird time. So we have...
Somebody shoot him in the ass, please.
Secret Service can't do that. Meantime...
I was asking the Secret Service to do it.
Meantime, he's being sued because they have barred a White House correspondent from the White House because he was mean to Sebastian Gorka.
I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. I would maintain that that it's on the other foot, that it's okay. Mm. You cannot sanction actions by one and then make okay the actions of the other in that type of environment. The simple fact of the matter is I tried to ask the president of the United States a question. We had been heckled many times during the course of that afternoon by the people in that crowd. And in fact, Trump had come out and said to the effect that they make quite a few things up and he loves it and he supports them. And the heckling had occurred on their behalf towards us in the press. And what I did was make a joke, and I'll never apologize for a joke that got a laugh. I learned that from a good friend of mine, John DeBellis, who's a comedian. And that's, you know, I am provocative and I am a smart aleck, but I'm not going to apologize for that. That's okay under the First Amendment. There have been far worse altercations occurred in the Rose Garden and by members of the press in the past. The first thing I ever saw in the White House was Helen Thomas walk up to and bang on a door and demand that Larry Speaks come forward and answer her a question. Mike McCurry told me that he used to bring donuts and coffee to Helen. Sam Donaldson made a flippant comment to the president one time watching him walk out of the White House. Yeah, you get it.
I think there's room, room for opinion columnists. I think of you as an opinion columnist who asks great questions. I think there's room for you there. Some White House reporters don't like you very much. That's okay, too. The point now is that your press pass has been suspended for a month. It's already been 2 weeks.
Sebastian Gorka's a bitch.
Not gonna dispute that. but... Yeah, so the barring of journalists from the White House because they got into a spat with, and who the fuck is Sebastian Gorka to begin with?
He's not even an American citizen. Exactly. Donald Trump, what are you doing?
Exactly, he's not making America great again. Is what's happening. All right, so we mentioned Dog the Bounty Hunter. He has a new show that premieres. What?
No, is that his wife?
We're getting to all of that. Okay, Jesus, okay. Settle down.
All right, what the fuck?
Slow your roll, Jason.
Right? Set stuff up. It's called Dogs Most Wanted. It premieres Wednesday, September 4th at 9 p.m., 8 central on the WGN America, which is owned by Tribune, the lovely company that told me that my job no longer existed last fall.
Nice.
Yeah. So
they had to fund this. This is why.
Right. In the new series, Dwayne Dog Chapman and Beth Chapman will be supported by a ferocious team of hunters Dog calls the Dirty Dozen. Together, they'll go on a cross-country manhunt.
There's a joke there, but I can't say it.
Nope. To track down a carefully curated list of Dog's most wanted fugitives, it is Beth Chapman's last project as she passed away. Over the summer. So if you're a Dog the Bounty Hunter fan, that is coming up. Here's a little taste of the trailer for you, just so you can get an idea of what it's going to be like.
Once you find out that it's an incurable lung cancer, there's no stage five.
I love her, and I'll do anything for her.
If I'm going to die, I'm going to die in my boots.
Go.
They're all running.
Yeah, so are we.
Dogs Most Wanted premieres Wednesday, September 4th on WGN America.
So, yeah, they're chronicling Beth Chapman's last ride, so to speak.
So it's more than just them tracking down fugitives. There's a little bit more to it than that. So I hadn't realized this was happening, and it sort of showed up. So I figured I'd let people know, hey, it's tonight if you're downloading the show on Wednesday. Good luck finding WGN America.
Oh, man.
But but it's there. He also went on to, he was talking to TMZ. He's obviously still hurting about it. He said each day is a challenge. He described how he's feeling using a 1 to 10 scale. He said it's a struggle for sure. He's relying on friends and family as he continues reeling from losing his wife to cancer in June. Now, adding insult to injury, Crooks broke into his shop not long after, and he suspects it's an inside job. And then there's a scam dog nearly got wrapped up in. It's been very rough for him in 2019. So if you like drama, there's definitely drama to be had there. So might want to check that out and see what's going on with Dog the Bounty Hunter.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. I mean.
Or not.
Yeah. I mean.
I'll pass.
Yeah. whatever is of interest to you.
Really, Kareem? No.
Fuck dog.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. You don't remember that shit that happened? What was it? A couple years ago?
Like, yeah.
Look, he uses colorful language about colorful people is one way of putting it. So we'd be remiss if we didn't send our best wishes out to Kevin Hart after his car crash.
Yeah, and fuck the Today Show.
Okay.
Today, Junior.
Kareem's that upset.
Decided, instead of just covering his car accident, they would go back to the controversy about the Oscars.
Oh, because that's what white people remember him for at this point.
Well, yeah. I mean, Chappelle talked about it, though, too. That just dropped.
Yeah, but they didn't talk about it when somebody's in the hospital from a car accident. No, that pretty much the car almost folded in on itself.
Well, apparently he was able to get out of the car and walk to a house to get help. So hopefully he'll be okay. I know he's got some back injuries as the person who was driving the car.
Yeah. So that guy, they had the airlift out.
Yeah. So,
you know, just the fact that that's what you brought up.
We're going to send our best wishes to Kevin Hart for a speedy recovery, and we're going to wrap
that's
it
why
up.
I don't watch some best.
Oh, before we wrap everything up, God, I almost went to that without talking about the Shop Amazon tab. It's a great way to help support the show. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It's the Shop Amazon tab at the top of WTHpod.com. They kick a little percentage up to us with what you buy. And there's also a Shop Target tab as well if you want to go ahead and do that. So that's how you can help support the show. And also another way is to tell a friend about the show.
That is.
You can give us a review on the Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to the show. And just tell a friend. Go, hey, check this out. You might be interested in it. New shows every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. As we're recording this live on Facebook, we just had the show that we recorded last Monday drop. So
boom,
you've got plenty of content.
That's right.
And it's always this part of the show is free, and we'll see what happens going forward. But
oh, yeah. Yeah, you'll have to pay for some of it. You got to pay to play.
That's exactly the message here.
Let's leave the hustle and bustle for small town news.
All right, it's time to go to Plattsburgh, New York, where Plattsburgh restaurants are shutting down, and in particular, one from my college days.
No.
And even my post-college days, Peabody's, the home of the Chug-a-Mug.
Chug-a-Mug.
The home of the Chug-a-Mug has shut down. Chug-a-Mug, for anybody who is not a Plattsburgh State person, was on Monday nights, they had this. It's better than it sounds. You would buy a Chug-a-Mug, which was basically a one quart mug, plastic mug, that you would get refilled for a discounted price. And people would keep their Chug-a-Mugs and they would use them all week, and then they'd bring them out to Peabody's on Monday night. And I don't have mine anymore. They were lost to the ether. But I know people who graduated from Plattsburgh 20 years ago who still have their beloved Chug-a-Mug in their cabinets.
Guess what? Now it's just fodder.
Yep. You know, I'm going to start searching eBay because there has to be a case of those goddamn things somewhere. Either way. We go now to we go now to NBC5, another former employer of mine. For the story.
The Peabody sign swings lightly in the wind. Down below, the lights are shut off. signs are no longer lit. It's one of many restaurants closed down in Plattsburgh.
Aww.
Lake City Brewing, Chen's, and Golden Palace all shut down for business. President of the North Country Chamber of Commerce, Gary Douglas, believes this may be the result of a positive thing happening in the community.
Sometimes the success of the economy around you can actually have a devastating impact on your ability to continue.
Douglas says the North Country currently has a 3.8% unemployment rate.
Can I just point out how positive and upbeat Gary Douglas sounds?
Yeah.
Which could lead to a problem for small businesses.
One of the struggles that many small businesses, including restaurants in particular, are having is simply finding and keeping people and keeping staff.
While restaurants such as those, as well as Friendly's, are about to shut their doors, it's not all bad for Plattsburgh.
We're doing better in Plattsburgh than most other areas like us, I know. Nobody else is attracting new department stores. Nobody else has malls that are bringing new stores in like we do, have full strip centers like Consumer Square and others here in Plattsburgh.
Douglas doesn't want to uninspire those who wish to open up their own place. He encourages it, but wants those to plan everything out thoroughly.
One of the greatest ways that that small businesses fail is insufficient planning, or saying, gee, I like to cook, I'm going to open a restaurant, but they haven't really planned, and there are difficulties.
In Plattsburgh, Josh Mitchell, NBC 5 News.
Oh my gosh, dude, I want to just like
plan.
Like, first of all, those that one Chinese restaurant looked like it'd been there. Chen's.
Like,
it looked like it'd been there for decades.
I've never heard of it before, so it probably has not.
Okay.
It was something right. else before.
Okay, all right. Any of those places? Peabody's is the only one around.
Peabody's was, well, Friendly's, because Friendly's is a chain.
Okay.
That has undergone some
what
issues.
What is, like, it's so ridiculous. Well, sometimes when the economy is getting better in other places, it hurts other, they just can't find employees. Is that because you guys are kicking out all the Mexicans?
Might have something to do with it.
I don't know.
So, this might be the issue. It wasn't just Chen's. It was Chen's Oriental Cuisine and Grill, Bar and Grill. Chen's Oriental Cuisine Bar and Grill.
5 stars, 76 votes, 4.9 rating, 76. That's not bad.
Yep, and it's closed. So,
yeah. Wow.
73 Google reviews, 4.6. So, you know, it's you know, but hey, they're attracting departments. You know what? It's better than some places. Plattsburgh, New York, it's better than some places.
It's better than some places.
Yep. All right. Thank you, everybody, for checking in with us on Facebook Live. Thanks for downloading the show and listening. We do appreciate it. If you're watching on Facebook Live, we're going to be going away. We're going to be streaming the other two shows on YouTube, and we'll be posting the link to that on the Darling New Media Facebook page in just a bit. Everybody have a great, whether it's Labor Day or Wednesday as you're listening to this, have a great day. Back Friday or in a few minutes with another fresh new show. We'll see you then.
See you then.
Bye.